Blog Talk Radio.
IPH, Models, Talent, Ads, and Media, where we promote, showcase, and feature. IPH, Models, Talent, Ads, and Media is looking for new talent, models that would like to break into the entertainment business. IPH, Models, Talent, Ads, and Media is also looking for new advertising and media clients.
Okay, welcome everybody. We're so excited to be here today. It's a beautiful lineup. As we say, we put it out there, we make it happen, that's what it's all about. I have in front of me, and I want to say everybody was prom and everybody's hair is eating. Y'all having a good time, so give it up for IPH. Yeah. Live your dream. We have an also call on the phone also, and our message board is lighting it up, so please feel free to send us your message. You're welcome to call in, tune in. We ask for everyone who are actually online to mute. Put themselves on mute if they're calling in, if we're not actually speaking to you at that point. If you have a question, send it to the message board, and we definitely will get your question answered. So here we are. I'm Darlene P. Noble. P stands for Pierce Noble, and we have Eric Pagot, who is our co-host. Yes, I'm gonna go around the table, and I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves. And just remember and keep in mind that this is the kickoff to our weekly party for networking. This is what it's all about. This is my goal. This is one of my purpose. God put me here on earth to connect people together, let them tell their dream, live out their dream, and believe that all things are possible. So we have here, first ladies are first.
Hello, everybody. My name is Preta Field. I live in Federal, North Carolina. I own my own travel agency. It's called Diamonds Destinations. And for all your travel needs, anything from girlfriend getaways to international travel to Vegas or family vacations, you can contact me, www.diamondsdestinations.com, or look at my website, look at the link. I have great specials. You know, spring break is coming up. The summer's here. We have all types of specials, anything going on. You know, just look at the website, anything you see. You know, feel free to message me. There's an 800 number as well. Just contact me and let me know what your needs. And I'm quite sure I can do whatever you want me to do.
Yes. And I could definitely say, yes, she can. She travels all the time. So we're going to move on a little bit to our right here in front of us, heavyweight champion. I said lost the fight to his bully, but nah, I'm just kidding. He said he ran away from his bully. So state your name and tell us your reason and purpose here today.
How's everybody doing? I'm Myrie the Pink Panther Coleman, number one ranked heavyweight in North Carolina. I get the name Pink Panther because I fight for breast cancer. When I was in the military, my unit name was the Panther. So breast cancer awareness, color is pink. My birthstone color is pink. My mom, she's a two-time breast cancer survivor, so come up with Pink Panther.
Oh, right.
There's nothing worse than getting beat up by a guy wearing a
suit. Yeah. So in the ring, that's what we're going to expect to see.
Okay.
We already started talking about getting our tickets and everything, so we'll have more details of that coming soon. So to our, a little bit to our right here, we have the rapper, local rapper, and the photographer have taken that beautiful picture of me looking outside of my window over the city. So share with us who you are and what's going on with you.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Jake Bless. A.K.A. Christopher Lighthouse, Christopher Lighthouse Photography. I'm a local guy from the city, just grinding, putting out a lot of great music, shows like networking, as well as just getting to know the people by being in different environments as a photographer, as well as that.
Awesome. So I had the chance to experience, his talent. He was at the showcase last week at Fayetteville Fashion Week where he was able to, he did two songs, right? He did three songs. All right, three songs. And he was hyped, and it was just really nice, and that's what it's all about. I believe in getting all and definitely into the mix. So who we have here on our phone here, introduce yourself and tell us about you.
Hello, world. I'm Shaheem Saheed, filmmaker, writer, and director, and I'm here promoting my first project, which is Tangled and Twisted, the series. And we have put the first episode on YouTube, and we're reaching 7,000 views, a lot of good comments. Everybody's loving it, and the second episode drops April the 15th, and that's my intro.
All right. Yeah, so this was back in August, right, where we were there on the red carpet where it, the premiere was. Was
October.
It August?
October.
October. Okay, October, yes. So I know a lot has been going on, and through that connection, we featured you in our magazines, on LaGucci, also in Top Models and Talent. And through that, I met some great relationships with a lot of great people.
That's what's up. I appreciate you.
Oh, anytime. And this is what I call a building relationship that is nonstop. It's ongoing. Yes. We want to keep it going forth, building that great, great, great relationship. And I know that, you know, God is the head of everything. So I give honor to him in all that I do. Just want to let everybody know what's going on right now on Facebook. We are in the mix of having our network party, which is going to start at 7 p.m. tonight, where you will go on Top Models and Talent Scout page. What's going to happen is every week is going to be a different page. We kept it at this page this week as a second time to get everybody into the loop and get it spinning. What you do is, everybody's going to be in the list, in the lineup. You just go down the page, and you just click in support, and that's what we ask for. You can link back to their link off the web. You could actually go to their website. You could you know, go to one of their Facebook pages. So many different things are happening for all that we have. We have from designers, graphic designers. We have makeup artists. We have the models, singers, dancers, all a part of this network already, and I want to grow it even bigger so it just it will take, you know, in its own right. Our website is currently coming, which is Top Models and Talent Scout website that is up. But we're going to change the name, and that's going to be Zeppelin Broadcast. It's going to have everything on that website, even the Photographers Network, even Models Network, also Agencies Network. So many things. And we might have a lineup for the boxes to come and showcase them. Woo! So definitely, and also Travel Agency, have them in there too. So it's all good. It's all good. So I'm Preta. I know you're from local right here. Not from here, but you've been living here in Fayetteville. So tell us how it is to, be a travel agent and what the web is doing for you, being a travel agent.
Well, it allows me to do a lot of advertisements, places that I don't go. And
right.
To be honest, a lot of my business is mostly from the web. I don't get a lot of walk-ins.
Right.
I mean, I do maintain an office here, like a physical space.
Yeah.
But the majority of my business is from the web, you know. I'm from, I moved here from Virginia Beach about 5 years ago. And I do, you know, retain a lot of business from up there as well. But most of my business is from, you know, my internet business, from phone calls, from advertisements, from things of that nature. So it's not really a lot of walking to my office unless it's from, like, you know, family and friends,
right.
You know, references, things like that, people that I meet because, you know, I am a talker. So people that I meet, you know, people that I know, word
yeah.
of mouth, you know, repeat customers and things like that.
Right,
so,
right.
I've had to utilize the web, you know. I'm not a big Facebook advertiser, you know, because that's just, I'm getting into that,
yeah.
you know, because I have, you know, young people, kids.
Yes,
yeah. They're trying to get me into that, but, you know, it's mostly just advertisement, and, you know, commercials and radio, you know, advertisement, things like that.
Wow. And I just know that because when it comes down to social media, it is the beast. I tell everybody all the time. And people even forgot about MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
MySpace is there. It's millions of people still out there on MySpace, rappers, dancers, singers, all, and it's going on. So I keep saying to myself, I wonder if MySpace is owned by Facebook, shareholders and everyone. That's why it's not mentioning that many as far as being in competition. But they're still there. So I have definitely, we do networking on there also. We do a lot of different things on the web. So I do, like, in person, when I think of you and I think of myself, we are our speaking piece for getting our information out there.
Right.
Imagine if you were a quiet person.
Exactly.
Where would you be? So you have to be a person. Yeah, you have to be a person to be able to speak about. And I used to brag about, my family call it bragging. Oh, you're talking about what purse you got this week, what type of shoes you got, or you dropped the shoes in the lobby, you know, so to say. But I keep telling them that when God revealed to me, he said, Darlene, the reason why you're able to boast and talk about all the things is because if you weren't able to do that about yourself, how are you going to do that on anybody else?
Exactly. You don't talk about it.
Hello? Hello.
You know,
so it's definitely a walking showcase advertisement.
Yeah.
So that is great. So, Mari, Pink Panther, tell us about how old were you when you got into the midst of fighting?
Funny thing about it, I actually started late just as a pure hobby. Just coming home from work out of the military. I actually started because I didn't want to, what do you call it, divisionary review.
Uh-huh.
About 90 degrees on the week leading up to Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
I had to wear uniforms out of the sun, have a big change of command while you're in 82nd. And, yeah, all that. So what I was told was all American was always first.
Right.
And they have four. They have boxes. So if I had to make the championship round, I'll fight. You get out of, you know, division interview.
Right.
Like, man, that's the way out. So yeah, I just started boxing. And I just, you know, I had my career athleticism to build myself, you know, handle myself as a man.
Wow.
I won the tournament. I just got addicted to winning. I just kept boxing and kept winning. And it's like,
wow,
this is not too bad.
Yeah.
I don't like all this running. A
couple of days,
you know, but
yes.
You know?
I know.
Yeah.
But it's such a great thing that it's a great cause that stands behind that.
Yes. I ended up finding a love that I didn't even know that I had. Know, this whole thing behind the Pink Panther is like the whole finding the Pink Panther.
Right.
So it's like, that's a part of the dream that I'm living. I just try to change the world, you know, not just the old champions in the boxes. That's just, I'm just using that to get there. You know, so it's just like a stepping stone.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be a champ, I'll be all this, but hey, you know me for finding the keep of America.
Yeah. Oh, that's, you know, deep.
Yeah.
That is deep. And, you know, we're going to circle back to the left a little bit. Guess what, Predator? So with the vacations and the holidays, people need that.
Exactly.
They need to relax. They need to get into that moment. They need to feel as though, you know, just revive back where from family life, and sometimes mom and dad want to go alone. And then sometimes they're like, no, they feel like bad. I want to take the kids. But I was always the one that I was so blessed. My in-laws, they had my kids during the summer break, during the Christmas break, doing everything. So I had my moment to myself. And there are times where I'll go check in a hotel for 3 nights, 3 days by myself and just be like on a chill mode.
You know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people not coding, especially like, you know, a lot of single parents.
Yeah.
You know, because we are in a time where there are a lot of single mothers out here.
Right.
And single fathers. I'm not going to leave it because my son is a single father. So there are those, you know, you can't necessarily afford to go to the Bahamas or take a cruise or Disney, whatever.
Right.
But you can just get a babysitter and you can go check in a Holiday Inn down your house.
Right.
Around the corner.
Right, around the corner.
Days, and that is the best staycation.
I know.
I'm serious. You know, you can get your book and get, you know, a bottle of wine or a six-pack of Coke and a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Get a Holiday Inn and rent a movie by yourself without your child, you know, or just something quiet and some downtime. That can be your best staycation, but that's what it takes just to get, you know, your... You know, just to get yourself back
alive,
you know, your own well-being. And you can go back to work Monday and not chop your boss's head off.
Yeah.
You know, just get going, you know.
I know.
So, you know, it is what it is, you know.
I know.
Just, you know, I'm not going to hurt.
Yeah. You know,
yes. You need that break.
You need that break. So that is beautiful. That's beautiful. So in Atlanta right now, what's happening in Atlanta? And I know you say you have a lot of big things happening now. So explain to the listeners and the viewers, and also we have some people in the message board. They're typing some things, so I'm waiting to see what actually is going to come with that. So share with us what's going on and what's going to happen soon for you next. Shaheem?
Okay. I heard you say Atlanta. I'm like, are you still talking to her?
My home away from home.
Yeah, what's next for me? Like I said, we just focusing on, you know, hitting Comcast on Channel 24 on April 15th. That second episode, we're going to show the first two episodes. And once we do that, we're going to go straight to YouTube. So, you know, for the people out there, you can go to YouTube and type in Tangled and Twisted, the first episode. And please subscribe. I need everybody in the room, please subscribe to the channel. You guys in the room, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, you know, and check out the episode, leave a comment. And like I say, that's what we got going right now. We're just trying to really get this going. Once we put the first four out, we're going to take it to DVD and have another party. So I'll let you know about that.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Right.
So as the writer, producer, and also the director, I got it right?
Yes.
Awesome. Three hats.
Yeah.
So getting paid three ways.
Yeah,
but you furnish so many actors amazingly. I mean, he was just shooting out stuff day after day, like of different people who was in the movie. And how many you would say off the top of your head, how many actors are, you know, and also include an actress that was in the movie?
Wait, in the whole 18 episode along with the extras?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's like over 150.
Wow.
Yeah, because of the extras.
Wow.
Yeah. So you see in the group, you got all those people in there, so.
Yeah. And
and get me my role the next time. I just got to be on the red carpet somewhere. Just give me some.
Hey, so, yeah. Let's do it. I was just thinking the guy that box, man, if he ever is at A-Town, we can do a scene.
Okay.
I'm waiting on you.
All right, yeah. Look at it. Call collaboration and networking. So right now, everyone, we're going to be ready to go to break for a moment where another commercial is going to come up. Then we're going to hear from Jay. Bless, he's going to do a little rapping here for us. Give us a little bit of what you are and then talk a little bit about yourself. And we'll be super excited to hear that. So next you'll hear, and this is commercials by Sean Garvey. Garvey Group, Sean Garvey Group out of actually Atlanta, Georgia, where I was on People Live just recently in Atlanta. Here we go.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPA Infinity.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPA Infinity Powerhouse, the source for models, talent, ads, and media, is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted.
So, everyone, so thank you all so much for tuning back in. Where we live with Live Your Dream. Live Your Dream comes from a place from just wanting people to live out their dreams. Want people to know that it is a platform. God gave me this vision some years back, and I didn't know that from the networking for models and talent was going to lead into a red carpet presence, to a Live Your Dream, a talk show, to IPH News and Chat, to the magazine. Who knows? So that leads me to all of this right here, and from listening to everybody, what they had to say, all our lives and what we're doing in front of us is an illusion, basically, for God, for where he will get the glory out of all. Went back to Freda, who she helping everyone out there with, you know, as far as a vacation, being able to get and relax and be able to get their lives back on track. Pink Path and helping the cause for, you know, for cancer and doing that in so much, in so many ways. And I know my host is sitting here to my left-hand side, and I asked him, did he want to ask any questions, but he's so busy doing other things.
You know
so what do you want to say?
Before
you other things? Okay.
I'm
well, tell us about you. You do what?
I'm a full-time graphic designer.
Right.
I
own
the
design,
co-host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Flash.
That kind of thing, Flash. What you have. I've been up in that for a little while because I was trying to do some types of work.
Yeah.
So I'm back.
Yeah, good to see you.
My question is for all three because we're going around. I know that we pretty much wear two hats. Anything, we don't wear two hats. We're going to be parents for sure, being parents. You know, I'm sure that's going to be one of them. But as far as like with me, I do photography and graphic design, you know. So around the table, how do you guys deal with your time, especially traveling? I mean, well, that's like one of the perks, but having to sit in the office and then, you know, going home, and I'm pretty sure you have office at home probably.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you juggle your time? You have four, three, you have to wear.
I don't know. I don't always work. I don't go to my office every single day.
Right.
I have to be honest. I don't. I pretty much. Because I'm on the move constantly.
Right.
I mean, I can tell you any day of the week.
Your office is pretty much where you are.
Exactly.
Awesome.
As long as I have a computer,
yeah.
I'm on the go. Because you can tell you any day of the week, I'm in Virginia or here, or she'll call me, or I'll be in the Bahamas or Aruba. She'll be like, girl, stop. You know. But as long as I have a computer in my fingertips, I'm somewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. So, I had to come back to the Bahamas. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Can because it's to me it's just the best thing. And right now, I'm so lucky because my children are grown.
Right.
You know, my husband has a job where, you know, he works overseas. He's a contractor, so
right.
Not here. But when he is here and stay here in town, we're going 2 days later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so
that's clockwork.
Once again,
that
you know,
never
it's
failed.
A part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Paris, and it's, you know, it's enjoyable. That's all I can say.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Think how you juggle your two hats.
Every minute, every second. I have two daughters, 7 and 11.
Wow.
So I'm training in the morning. When I finish training, I'm staying in dinner. I'm cooking. I got my buds doing homework. I'm training. Then as soon as I train, I go to every practice.
Wow.
I go to bed. It's like clockwork.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making it look easy.
Yeah, I need a vacation. So,
how you doing, Cliff?
I think
professions is kind of similar. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just like everybody said, it's really all about that balance. A lot of times I'm trying to pursue, well, all the time. I got one dream, one goal in mind. But because of the skills and things I'm trying to sharpen, I can kind of, you know, do the photography thing and help put money into the musical dreams. And then on the other scene, I'm doing the music thing and I'm meeting different people that, you know, may give me an opportunity to work with them, but it's just always an asset that
right.
I can bring more to the table to kind of just help out because... For what I want to do, for where we're at, of course, it's not a big nation. So like CEO Darlene said, we have to be able to do different things pretty well. So just balancing it is just a day-to-day thing. A day-to-day thing. Just,
kind of trying to
make sure that I cross all the T's and dots.
Definitely.
Anyone asking? Yeah. Shaheem, how do you balance your time?
Shaheem.
Yes.
How you balance your time with work and with your family and all that? How you balance your time? Because I know you're heavy on it. I've seen you in action where you're on the web, and a lot of times other people, you know, could be doing it for us as well, but for the most part, it's about that 2 o'clock in the morning thing where you see
things
like out. So how do you balance your time between work and, you know, your family and all that great stuff?
Well, you know, I get paid also for, you know, filming different things, so that's part of my life, really. That's my work.
Mm.
And, I just go in overtime because I know time is running out, you know. I look at it like that. So I try my best, you know, to use the little time that I do have, you know what I'm saying, just to promote, you know, just go ham with it. You know, I just have different strategies when I get online to contact everybody. But I will have a PR team that's about to step in
this
month. And so, you know, while I'm asleep, they'll be doing the same thing. You know, so anytime they Google a web series, the first thing pop up on the first page would be Tangled and Twisted. You know, we just
all right.
Yeah, so it's a lot of things about to change on the promotion side, but I have been going hard. I have been going hard, and it's a lot of things I've learned too. Like when you're casting people, you want to make sure you cast people that are social media savvy, so everybody can work together. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if they can just at least do it once a week, not every day, but if everybody's doing it once a week. You know, we'll have a full push. Because a lot of my people that are entangled and twisted, they're not really on social media for
mm-hmm.
the most part. That's the thing. You know, everybody's not on Facebook. Everybody's not on Instagram. But I talked to some different directors, and he was like, he makes sure everybody that he put in there is social media savvy. So when it's time to push, it's like you see it everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just, that's how I do it. That's how I balance the time. I just, get it in when I can get it in. And I have a lot of time when I'm writing, too. So when I'm writing, I just stop in between breaks and just promote for like a good hour or so and go back to writing because I have a lot of scripts I'm writing right now. And, you know, I'm trying to get together. I got a horror picture we're doing this summer. I got two reality show pilots that we're about to get together and start chopping to the network.
I want to be in it. I want to be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be live. It's going to be live. And it's going to be something different. Something different. It's educational and entertaining. It's not going to just be ratchet. You know, I know Tangled and Twisted is it has a positive ulterior motive behind it. Like I said, it's going to be a message in there to wake up the youth not to go down that route. But we had to we had to be real explosive with it. We had to get their attention from what they think is cool. So hopefully when they pay attention to that, they'll catch on, like, this is not the life I want to live. You know, so that's the message behind it, because we got some real scary things to show the youth that really thinking that's the lifestyle they like.
Yes. Yes, very, very, because I know my mouth was open a couple of times while I'm like, that happened, what? Yeah, so, and I said the real, real, real deal that actually happened, and a lot of people, they call it in the hoods, or in a lot of people's neighborhood, they live out that every single day, and
right.
just to understand what is real, and, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, it's a lot about family, even though in the midst of it, they still live to love and pull people out of, you know, situations sometimes, and sometimes it goes the wrong direction. I know Barbara T, he's about to have his release, his premiere, what is coming up in April, the first weekend in April, I believe?
Yeah, the 9th.
The 9th, okay, yeah. He had reached out to me on Facebook a couple of times. Me and him didn't confirm any dates, but that month I have like four different things going in Atlanta that month, so.
Yeah, I texted you a message the day he wanted to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to, I'll look at it. I'm sorry. We were so busy getting things with this, but what I'll do is I tell everybody I just want to go ahead and get me a home down there in Atlanta because everything is happening. So that's where it is. That's my home. I feel every time I go there, I'm home. I sit in the middle. I'm like, I'm home, everybody. I love it, love it, love it there. So it's definitely, definitely coming, definitely coming. So I do know we over here to our right talking to you and with rapping and stuff. So what made you want to be a rapper? Why?
Well, I never really wanted to be a rapper. I always knew that I was an artist.
Uh-huh.
I like to draw pictures, and I like poetry and music and just things to do with art. And then, I guess, you know, in the today's society that we live in, when you call somebody a rapper, it's like, there's a lot of power behind that word, but it's also a lot of, like, extra baggage and stuff like that. But I just always had a love for music.
Right.
So, I guess you could say a few years ago, I really started taking a lot more serious than ever with trying to brand myself, promote myself, get to music, show opportunities that I can,
right.
Sell some music online,
yeah.
And things like that. And I'm still learning,
yeah.
But I feel like every day I'm getting a little bit closer to where I'm trying to go. So.
Awesome. So what is the latest out right now?
Right now I got a single on iTunes called City Shutdown.
Uh-huh.
I want to say shut the city down. In the song, I'm saying I shut the city down
uh-huh.
when I come in town. So that's one of my singles that I got on iTunes. It's on Google Play, Amazon.com. And I'm working on the EP. So the EP should be finished. I'm going to just say before summer to give myself some breathing.
Yeah.
I'm like a super duper critic, so I'm hard on myself. So I got tons of songs. I'm trying to give it to the people the right way.
Right.
A great product, a great package. So
you would give us a little bit right now?
I give you a little
bit. Give us a little something right now.
You know, pressure's on. You got a little something. Okay. I think they sleeping on me. I tried to wake them up, ice and cake them up. Now I play the cut like peroxide. You perfect in his image. I'm talking guy's eyes. Be who you are. Go and get that car. If that completes you, no devils but my tall heels to see through.
All right, yeah.
I'm with a wolf pack, and they ready to kill. Don't fall for the ploy. Maintain what you store. Have faith in the Lord. I'm aim to destroy. Ain't that thing at your boy. Thought that man with your boy. One life, one loss. In the course, one born. Through the rain and the storm. I told you you've been wrong. When trying ain't enough, blowing at your blunt. Christmas every month, I'm running back to punt. I had to go and cop. Cause I ain't trying to front. We're going to make it to the top. I told you more than once.
All right. Woo! So being an artist, I know that ties into poetry. You used to write, like, it was a look. How about that? So I know I got that in me somewhere because I can write a little bit and I can draw a little bit. I can sketch a little bit. Yes. So, Erica, have you anything else you want to ask anybody in before we close out? And before, also, we have two guests here. My assistant, who's my right-hand person, I fight every other day. And then my one of my good girlfriends. Come on, Kathy, over here. Introduce yourself. Her son's name is Tank Tyler. He is actually a rapper here locally. He was a part of the Chiefs, also as far as football. And he's doing big, big things. Every time I try, he's been on our show. We've also had him in our magazines. But every time I say, he could have called in today also. But he always find out going somewhere. So come over and tell us about what's going on with you and what's also with him.
Hi, I'm Kathy Tyler. As Dolly stated, I am the mom of Tank Tyler. He's actually in Atlanta now working on some things in the studio. I'm just a good friend of Dolly.
And Preta. We're going on a trip soon. So I'm forever grateful. I always tease everybody that my friends are, they cater, they nurture to a certain degree. What I mean by that, they love to cook. They love to clean up. I go sit. They're like, you want anything else? You good? You want another drink? I'm like, and they bartenders, right? Y'all, they bartenders. They take it so serious, like, they're like, look, you can come there at our bar, you better sit in the front, don't come to the side, don't try to get behind the bar, they own it. So the next time we have something, we got to invite everybody over, yes, definitely. So I'm super excited. Today has been a blessing. Thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.
So anybody want to give any shout-outs before we close out? Because I have one before we go any further. Marcellus Blunt.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes. He wanted just to let everybody know that I met with him probably about a month ago, me and Eric did, and talk about he's coming up with a TV series where it's going to be called, you remember? Because he don't have it on here. Let's see.
No, he's working on that title.
He gave me the title. I know he's going to get me listening. I do see best people in the message board. I don't see any message coming through. I guess everybody that they were able to definitely take what y'all had to share with them and everything. No one had any questions. But they know definitely how to reach you all. But he gave me the name of the series that they want to start, and it's more like telling about a reality, a struggle, the struggle. Yeah, that's the name of it. It's called The Struggle. That's something that he's, and that's real life, what people go through every day. And he can be found at Elijah_the_model. So I definitely would have given that shout out. He helped me with my one of my media campaigns, excuse me, about a couple of weeks ago at Fashion Show, where Pink Panther was the master of ceremony. And he came and helped us up with the backdrop. When I tell you, we didn't know what we was doing, but he was there. He helped out. So I want to definitely give a shout out to him, tell him thank you. Then he was your photographer last week. He was just wearing so many different hats, honey. He'd be ready, too. He'd be like, I can't help you today. Look, I'm helping him. So definitely. Anything else you want to say, Freddie, before we close out?
Just go to my website.
Right.
www.diamonddestinations.com. Take a look and see if you have any questions. There's an 800 number on there. Feel free to call, ask me anything, and find something that you're interested in.
All right. And Mr. Man here, well, you got a fight coming up, so you want to share what date and where it's going to be located at?
Yes, my next fight is called And Still I Rise, April 30th at Crown Complex here in Denver, North Carolina. I got a special shout out to my promoter, David Moore,
right,
and my trainer, Andy Diaz, and all the team coming.
All right. Okay. Awesome. And your mom is the biggest one.
Oh, yeah.
When I tell you, I know exactly where it's coming from. That's another biggest fan right there, Mr. Son. All right, Mr. Man. So what about you? What's going on?
I just want to say shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to the CEO. Shout out to the guests. Shout out to everybody. You can follow me on Instagram at jbless910, JAYBLESS910. I got another show coming up this Saturday. I'll be performing at Durham Fashion Week. I'll post the address and everything on my social media for everybody to follow and get on board for that. But next Saturday, you definitely want to be in Durham.
Yeah, next Saturday. So we're going to be there in media style, red carpet, coming with the star runs. Going to be at it. Great. Yeah, Clown Gray said, look at this. I'm like, the 17th, not this week, but next week. Definitely. So that's exciting. Super excited. So I just want to thank everybody again. I'm just getting over the pollen and all that great stuff coming down. So I never had any type of reaction up until I'm 50 now. Why everything happened to me happened to me happening at 50? I mean, really, God, I thank you for being here on earth, but however could you take that away from me? I never had to experience this ever in life. So everybody, thank you all for all for tuning in. Thank you all for being here and supporting Live Your Dream. And at the sound of three, Shaheem, I'm sorry. You have anything you want to say?
Oh, I just want to say, everybody who's listening, please go to YouTube, type in Tangled and Twisted, the series, first episode, watch it, subscribe, comment, share, and stay in touch. Any actors out there, leave a message, tangledandtwisted404@gmail.com. So that's tangledandtwisted404@gmail.com. And you can also go to Instagram, type in Tangled and Twisted, the series.
Oh, so it's not an Android yet.
Unless you get your account verified. You have to get your account verified. They have to have pretty much a new to somebody. I got mine verified, but it's on my wallet. You have to have X amount of followers. You have to be famous, so to speak.
Did you hook me nerves. He's trying to get a date on live cam. So can he hook me up?
They don't even have the small sample bottles
of
it.
We
need to, you know.
Oh,
I don't even
know.
Atlanta?
Hello? Yeah, Atlanta.
I love Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, this is live. This is actually a new app that I just downloaded, and it's called Instant Live. And, yeah, you, Freda, it's so, it's awesome. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Remember last time we were talking, I was supposed to tell you about your
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do that now. We do it more so for modeling, but we do it for when we spin out, you know, your information for your business too.
I have some company that does my Facebook.
Yeah. That's good.
I don't even know if
I was
like I don't know nothing about it.
You just told me that they needed a flyer of him for perform at MGM.
You don't know how tall he is.
Why should I know how tall he is? You ask her how tall he is.
He's short.
Ooh, like somebody I know. He's 6 foot.
That's the man I've seen before. I mean, I don't know who he is. So I've seen.
Yes. You know what? We're gonna be there too.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, we have Good Life Fashion Big Convention, a designer fashion show.
Like we do.
And so you're going to be doing what again?
I'm presenting Mama Lee. In fact, I'm a house on the wards. That's just like the last time she performed.